Good evening. This is the last video, podcast, or any other form of media that I'm going to send to you all before we report on August the 5th. So just wanted to tie up a few loose ends today, make sure everyone was prepared before we all arrive and get this thing started. So as I said, August the 5th, that is the first mandatory team activity. We will meet at 3 o'clock in the theater on campus. Those of you new to the college, we will make sure that you know where to go so you're there on time. So August the 5th, 3 o'clock p.m., mandatory team meeting. We will have check-in from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on that same day. So you will have anywhere between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock p.m. to go through the check-in process. So what is the check-in process? That's where you bring all of the paperwork that we told you on your checklist to bring to camp. So your code of conduct forms, your team rules, your physical, your insurance, all of those things that we clearly told you on the checklist to bring, you bring it to check-in. And you have from 1 o'clock p.m. right up until we start the meeting at 3 o'clock p.m. to get that stuff to us. So that's a check-in process. So when you enter the theater area, there'll be a couple of tables with a couple of coaches, and they will process your paperwork. You need to show up with all of it done. There's no reason to show up with it not done when you still have a couple of weeks to get it done. So again, check out from 1 to 3. You need to report somewhere in that time window to officially check in. And then at 3 o'clock, you need to be in the team meeting. If you are not in the team meeting, you are not playing football for Itasca. It's really that simple. Also, one thing you need to bring as well, you need to bring a pair of cleats. We will be doing an outdoor activity after the meeting. It doesn't have to be your game cleats or anything special, but we will be doing an outdoor activity after the meeting. So you need to carry your cleats with you. Please do not wear your cleats in the building. That will be a huge issue for you right off the bat if you wear cleats in the building. So you need to show up, check in between 1 and 3 o'clock, have your cleats with you when you're at the 3 o'clock meeting, and then prepare for activities afterwards, okay? Want to make sure I'm crystal clear with that. Make sure you carry cleats with you to the meeting. Let's look at travel. We're starting to get to a point to where a number of you are looking at travel. Here's the way travel goes really simply. Travel to Grand Rapids and to Itasca Community College is on you. Now, if you plan to arrive to campus or in the area on August 3rd or 4th, and you want some assistance getting to campus, you need to let us know as soon as possible. In fact, I need to know by next week. If you are flying into the Duluth Airport, or if you're flying into the Hibbing Airport on either August 3rd or 4th, you can contact me and I will show you some ways in which you can get to campus. Again, that only applies to people flying into either Hibbing Airport or Duluth Airport on either August 3rd or August 4th. If you are arriving at any time after that or before that, then it is on you to get to campus. We do not have any help for you. But you need to communicate that next week so we can make plans. Again, August 3rd, August 4th, Hibbing or Duluth, contact me and I will provide some options for you to get to campus. If you're arriving in Minneapolis or if you're arriving sometime before August the 3rd, then it is on you to find your way to campus. That simple. FAFSA. So we had our FAFSA deadlines. Everyone did a good job at least getting something turned in. However, you may be hearing from our office about corrections that need to be made. different errors with your financial aid, corrections, things that need to go back and be fixed. Very important that you follow up with those corrections and things that need to be made. This is what happens to a lot of students. They get their FAFSA turned in, and then they don't follow up with things that are wrong with it, or they don't respond when our office contacts you to go and fix something. If you do not go back and fix your financial aid, you are setting yourself up for failure in college. Let me just give a quick rundown of all the things that a bad FAFSA can do. It can prevent you from eating. It can prevent you from getting your books. But probably more importantly than that, it can set you up to be in debt permanently. Because what happens is you get charged for your classes. Your financial aid is incorrect, so it never pays out for your classes. And now you're saddled with multiple thousands of dollars of debt with no financial aid to help pay for it, all because you didn't follow up and clean up financial aid mistakes. So when I tell you, please make sure you follow up and make sure that your aid is crystal clear, 100% right, that's what's on the line. It is on you if you don't have food. It's on you if your books don't get paid for. It's on you if you have thousands of dollars of debt that aid can't pay for. Your aid has to be right if you want it to pay towards your expenses. So please follow up when you get a letter or call from our office. You must fix any errors on your financial aid. I can't make that clear enough. One thing too, I really want everybody to make sure you show up prepared. Okay, we've talked about your checklist. We've talked about everything you need to have. You need to be prepared. We're at a point now to where if your stuff's not done, if you're not 100% prepared, if you haven't read everything, I will be the first person to tell you, we don't need you to come. I know that sounds very harsh, but it's the truth. Because all you're going to do is be a pain in our sides as coaches, school officials, and everybody else. You're just going to be a pain and a headache because you're not prepared. You know if you've gotten your stuff together or if you haven't. Okay, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. If you're one of those people that sat around all summer, you didn't get stuff done, you didn't turn stuff in, I would even say physically, if you haven't been getting your body right all summer, I suggest you stay home because you're going to have a miserable experience financially, food-wise, academically, on the field with football. You're just going to have a horrible time here if you have not gotten your stuff together. We did a great job sending you letters, emails, texts, phone calls. We provided you with a ton of information in your packet, workout info. We've done everything in our power to get you prepared to be here all the way around. If you haven't followed up with those things, you're not ready. And I can promise you, if you show up not ready, you're going to fail here in multiple ways. Why waste your time failing? Why waste my time failing? Because we don't have the time for it. We're trying to win a championship up here. So if you're that person, you know who you are, just stay home. Have enough respect to say, hey, coach, I didn't get stuff done this summer. I'm not going to waste your time. Good luck to you. And I will respect that. I really will respect if you come at me that way. But don't come all the way up here on some bull, wasting time. We don't need it. Okay. Another thing, too. I appreciate those of you who ask questions. I think that's great. But is there a reason why 95% of the questions you all ask me can be found somewhere in your packet, somewhere on your checklist, an email I've sent? I'm pretty sure I've communicated most of the questions you guys have asked. I've communicated an answer to. So please be detail-oriented and actually read the stuff we send so that you know what to do. That's part of being in college. For those of you who are just coming out of high school, you're going to have to get used to reading things. because we're not always going to spoon feed it to you. If I send you something, I expect you to read the information and follow the directions on that piece of information. That simple. Another thing too with your cleats. A lot of you have sent me your cleats and I've told you either thumbs up or thumbs down. Just know when we play our first game on August the 24th, if the cleats aren't right, you don't play. It says it clearly on your list, all blue, royal blue, Itasca blue, or all white, or a combination of blue and or white. I don't want to see any highlighter green. I don't see any purple, any gold. I don't want to see any of that stuff. If you want to splurge on some red cleats, the only time you will be able to wear those is if we wear red jerseys. If we're not in red jerseys, you don't wear red cleats or red accessories. It's that simple. Once again, follow directions. So if you have not done that, you need to have cleats for games before we play on the 24th. I don't care what you wear in practice before that. You can wear any color, any style of cleats prior to that. But when it comes to games, you need to have the right colors because we told you that. And if you don't follow directions, probably not gonna make it here. Just telling you. So again, if something's come up and if you're not able to make it, please let us know. We have a lot of really good football players around the nation still hitting us up, still saying, Coach, you have a spot. I really need a home. And they're really good players. And I'm turning them down because we have a spot for you. We've done everything and set ourselves up to have you here. So, again, that is it for today. Just want to make sure everyone understands. August the 5th, 3 o'clock meeting. Check in between 1 and 3 o'clock. You must check in between 1 and 3 o'clock. Carry your cleats. Do not wear them in the building. Carry your cleats for our activity after the meeting, okay? Again, also with travel, August 3rd, August 4th, Hibbing or Duluth. If that's you, as far as an airplane traveling in, let us know. We will help you with accommodations. We'll figure that out for you. Get your FAFSA cleaned up, and please follow directions. Follow directions of what we say. And again, if you're not prepared, if your body's not right, if your paperwork's not right, hit me up and say, hey, Coach, I'm not ready. I'm staying home. So that is it for today's broadcast. I look forward to seeing each and every one of you at our first team meeting on August the 5th. Take care.